Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, still with the letter S for you. Zudi Singleton, drummer. And I'm presenting him because he did some interesting things with cymbals. First up, hand cymbals, or finger cymbals, making an interesting sound. It comes from 1928. It would have been, for me, interesting to see how they mic'd him on that. For OK Records, Zudi Singleton drumming with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, meaning six people. Louis trumpet and vocal, and Fred Robinson trombone, Jimmy Strong clarinet and tenor, Earl Hines piano, Mansakara banjo, and Zudi on the drums and hand cymbals.
Sugarfoot star, just let me warn you. Sugarfoot star, let me afford you. Dancing in trees, down where the sweet gas grow. Sweet and low, ginger cake soup. Brownies, cookie, jingle jaws too. Even that sugar, from the ring, holler and sing, let's go. Yes, I'm from young and old, but dig them up cold, the laugh I'm rolling the cold. From is the side, good as the body's and so whole, babe. Cinnamon roll, black is old Joe, brown is what Sam is, yellow is clove, the gold is what Yam is, so trouble's a tough, let's do the sugar foot strut.
Singleton with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, Chicago, 1928 for OK Records. Sugarfoot Strut, and that sound, hand or finger, cymbals. Zooty doing that beautifully. A year later, we jump from a six-piece band to an 11-piece band, and we call it Louis Armstrong and his Orchestra. The composition was written by Thomas Batswaller, Harvey Brooks, and Andy Razzav. It's called That Rhythm Man. Zooty's here. This time he uses his drumsticks on the cymbals.
Thank you.
Zooty Singleton and his drums in Louis Armstrong's orchestra in 1929 for OK Records, an 11-piece band. Louis, as brilliant as ever, and singing for you. Fred Robinson's trombone solo, Jimmy Strong, tenor saxophone, and Gene Anderson playing the piano there. Zooty Singleton, 1928 and 29. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sun Mountain Lodge in Winthrop, offering the Mayflower Package for spring getaways through June 10th. Sun Mountain Lodge features a full-service spa, 360-degree views of the Metau Valley, and a four-diamond restaurant. Information online at sunmountainlodge.com.
Now I'd like to bring to you another drummer of the same time, first 1928 and then 1929. His name is George Stafford, little known but brilliant in his capacity to lift a band as Zooty did and carry it along. Charlie Johnson and his Paradise Orchestra from 1928. The Paradise Club was a beautiful, lavish place in New York run by a friendly man by the name of Ed Small, who liked the music and just said, come in and play and be on time and bless you all, you know, that kind of thing. And the stars were there. Benny Waters wrote the arrangement for this. Charlie Johnson, the leader of the band who played the piano, calls it The Boy in the Boat. You'll hear Jimmy Harrison's trombone, Sidney DeParis's trumpet, and throughout the whole thing, George Stafford on drums. Charlie Johnson's Paradise Club Orchestra, 1928, for Victor Records, and The Boy in the Boat. George Stafford's drumming throughout, an arrangement by Benny Waters. Fine trombone solo by Jimmy Harrison, and beautiful trumpet work by Sidney de Paris. Now Stafford, a year later, 1929, was in a band put together by Eddie Condon called Eddie's Hot Shots, also for Victor. Condon, Jack Teagarden, and an obscure Texas pianist by the name of Peck Kelly wrote this. It's called I'm Gonna Stomp Mr. Henry Lee. Stafford with Eddie's Hot Shots, 1929 for Victor Records. I'm Gonna Stomp Mr. Henry Lee. Leonard Davis, trumpet, Jack Teagarden, trombone, and vocal. Mez Mesro, C melody, saxophone. Happy Caldwell, tenor, saxophone. Joe Sullivan, piano. Eddie Condon, banjo, and Stafford on drums. What Stafford was doing behind Sullivan's piano solo was interesting, sort of hitting the side of his drum with the rim on the snare drum with his sticks and magic. George Stafford with Eddie's Hot Shots. That's Eddie Condon. Victor Records, 1929. Woody Shaw now, his trumpet and flugelhorn for Columbia Records, 1981. Woody Shaw, his trumpet and flugelhorn, 1981 for Columbia Records. Gary Bartz, alto saxophone. Steve Turay, trombone. Mulgrew Miller on piano. Stafford James, string bass. And Tony Redis on the drums. What Is This Thing Called Love, written by Cole Porter. And Blues for Wood, written by Shaw and Ronnie Matthews. Woody Shaw, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
DHS. Digestive Health Specialists has locations in Pierce and South King County, including a new location opening soon on Puyallup South Hill, providing medical services for all GI-related illnesses, including hemorrhoid banding and colon cancer screening. Information at DHSGI.com.
Now I'd like to take you to Chicago, 1927, and the Paramount people were there with their equipment to record Iva Smith. She's going to sing a couple of them for you. She's accompanied on piano by Cow Cow Davenport, and if you hear a cornet, it's B.T. Wingfield, and if you hear a violin, it's Leroy Pickett.
I just want to get back. Vanity in Chicago, definitely wasting my time.
Iva Smith, 1927, Chicago, in the depths of the art. Rising Sun Blues and Third Alley Blues, Paramount Records. Cal Cal Davenport on piano, the cornet work of B.T. Wingfield and violinist Leroy Pickett. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and this is 88.5 KPLU. NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bedrooms and More, family-owned in Wallingford on Northeast 45th Street for over 30 years, offering all-natural, chemical-free mattresses by Natura. Bedrooms and More is a local resource for natural bedding, pillows, and toppers. Online at bedroomsandmore.com.
When I was preparing the program and I heard Leroy Pickett play the violin, as you did, there with Iva Smith, I thought, well, you know, it's time for... I'm in the S's, and I want to stay with violins. First up, Stuff Smith playing his violin. Paul Smith on piano. Red Mitchell bass. Sid Bulkin on drums. And Billy Strayhorn's direction for people leaving downtown New York who wanted to get to Harlem. He wrote this in his take. The A Train.
Thank you.
Gustav Smith, 1959, with his violin. For Verve Records, we heard two. Take the A-Train by Billy Strayhorn, and Gustav Smith's original blue violin. Paul Smith, piano, Red Mitchell, bass, and Sid Balkan on the drums. 22 years before that, in Paris in 1937, Eddie South was in town with his violin. And the great Parisian record label Swing asked him to put together a group for a record, and he did. He chose Django Reinhardt to play guitar, Wilson Myers to play string bass. Betty South is violin in Paris, 1937, recording for Swing Records. Eddie's Blues and Sweet Georgia Brown, written in 1925 by Maceo Pinkard, Ben Burney, and Ken Casey. Django Reinhardt guitar, Wilson Myers playing string bass. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Ted Shapiro wrote, in collaboration with his friends Jimmy Campbell and Reg Connolly, several hits. This one, probably the biggest. I'm going to chase it, first a singer, then a piano player.
Nothing I couldn't do, if I had you.
If I Had You, written by Ted Shapiro, with input by Jimmy Campbell and Reg Conley. First up, Sam Lannon and his Famous Players, 1929, for OK Records with Bing Crosby, singing it for you. Then Errol Garner, 1957, for Columbia, his version on the piano, giving us a little extra. He gave us the verse and then the chorus. If I Had You. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Old West town of Winthrop, Washington, with year-round recreational activities, including lodging that ranges from rustic to resort, dining, shopping, and entertainment for the whole family, trip planning assistance, and more at winthropwashington.com.
Well, I chased that composition, that is, different people doing it, and I'm going to do the same. Arthur Schwartz wrote some beauties, and his lyricist Howard Dietz contributed the poetry to it. This one, I guess I'll have to change my plans. We'll start with Frank Sinatra in 1956 in Los Angeles, a Nelson Riddle arrangement for him. And then the Jazz Giants of 1956 in their version, meaning Roy Eldridge trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Lester Young tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson piano, Freddie Green guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on the drums.
I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl I've found. I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. Why did I buy those blue pajamas before that big affair began? My boiling point is much too low for me to try to be a fly Lothario. I think I'll crawl right back and into my shell, dwelling in my personal hell. I'll have to change my plan around. I've lost the one girl I found. Yes, the one girl I found.
I guess I'll have to change my plan, written by Arthur Schwartz, lyric by Howard Dietz. Capitol Records, 1956 in Los Angeles, an arrangement of it by Nelson Riddle for Frank Sinatra. And then the Jazz Giants of 1956 for Norgrand Records, Norman Grand's one of his label. And their version of I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan. Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Lester Young, tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson, piano, Freddie Green, guitar, Gene Ramey on bass, and the great Joe Jones on drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 16th annual Juan de Fuca Festival in Port Angeles over the Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd through 25th, featuring fiddlers, pickers, crooners, and brothers from different mothers, Harry Manx and Kevin Burke, too. Events and happenings listed at jffa.org.
Muggsy Spanier, his cornet and his band, 1939 for Bluebird Records in Chicago. That Dada Strain, written by Mamie Medina and Edgar Dowell. And Someday Sweetheart, written by John and Benjamin Spikes. Muggsy Cornett and George Bruni's on trombone, Rod Kless playing the clarinet, Ray McKinstry on tenor saxophone, George Zack at the piano, Bob Casey guitar, Pat Patterson on string bass, and Marty Greenberg. Doing a fine job right there on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And I'm doing the S. If you just tuned into the program, I've been working since September of 2007 on the alphabet. And some of the artists in this art. And as I said, we're in the letter S. Eddie Sauter now, arranger, composer, band leader. He got his start in the mid-30s with Red Norvo's band. I think that was about the earliest ever. He played mellophone in it and did arranging for the band and went on. Picked up by Benny Goodman. We're going to hear three examples of Sauter's work with Benny Goodman in 1940. One, a standard written by Herman Myers called Moonlight on the Ganges, arranged by Sauter for the band. Then Helen Forrest will come forth and sing for you Vincent Newman and Eddie Eliscue's More Than You Know, arranged for her in the band by Sauter. And then his own composition called Superman. I think Superman came out, you might know more about this than I do, but seems to me, if I remember correctly, 1939, something like that, was the first issue of Superman. So Sauter was right there to write this called Superman. It features Cootie Williams, who had come over from Ellington's band to join the Goodman family, and the tenor sax of Georgie Auld. For your listening enjoyment, Eddie Sauter's work with Benny Goodman.
If you got tired and said goodbye, more than that show, more than you'd ever know.
a cross-section of the work of Eddie Sauter in his time with Benny Goodman, 1940, for Columbia Records. Moonlight on the Ganges, an arrangement by Sauter of Herman Meyer's 1926 composition. And, of course, Goodman clarinet throughout. More Than You Know, a 1929 Vincent Heumann Eddie Eliscu composition arranged for the band and the voice of Helen Forrest by Eddie Sauter. And Sauter's original Superman on a 12-inch 78 record. That's why it may have sounded a little longer to you, going 4 minutes and some seconds more than the 10-inch, which was about 3 minutes, something like that, featuring Cootie Williams on trumpet, Georgie Auld on tenor saxophone. Cootie, as I said, had been playing with Duke Ellington, I think, since 1929, and got an offer from Benny Goodman to come in and be a member of his sextet, and it was a wonderful shift. I don't know how Ellington felt about it, but Cootie went there and eventually went back to Ellington. And when Cootie left Ellington in October of 1940, Rain Ants came in to join Ellington's organization to play his violin, his trumpet, and dance and sing. All these avenues open up when you don't know they're going to. A composition, a matter of fact, when Cootie left the Duke, was featured by Raymond Scott and his orchestra in Chicago 1941 with some trumpet work by Jack Walker. Here it is. Raymond Scott and his orchestra, 1941 in Chicago for Columbia Records, and a composition called When Cootie Left the Duke. I said Jack Walker soloing on trumpet could be. There were three in there, and I'm not sure who. Nevertheless, it beautifully caught the spirit of Cootie's playing, and of Ellington, and of Goodman. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU. NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Kell's Irish Restaurant. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Kell's serves traditional Irish fare made with fresh local ingredients. Live music every evening. Information on reserving Kell's banquet rooms for weddings, wakes, or hoolies at kellsirish.com or 206-728-1916.
There's something about an old love no matter of time can change. There's something about an old love that nothing can rearrange. You try to forget by turning to somebody new. But still that old flame keeps burning. And what can you do? There's something about his manner. Your new love cannot erase. There's something about his kisses. Your new love cannot replace. You know your affair is over. You know that the thrill is gone. Yet there's something about an old love lives on. You know your affair is over. You know that the thrill is gone. Something about an old love lives on. I've never heard a lover's word in my ear. The life I've known has been so lonely and drear. In dreams, men's eyes assume a gay light that with the daylight disappears. The time is fleeting, fate is treating me wrong. Why? lonely woman, craving love and slaving to forget. A life of torture this is, to yearn for someone's kisses with lips you've wasted, untasted yet. Lonely woman, only woman understands the pain I've clearly shown. What trick and fate have done me that men must spurn and shun me? My only crime is I'm alone. As I cross the street, the men I meet have eyes of fun for everyone but me. In my room I pass the looking glass and see the bloom of girls waning, killed by all my heart's complaining. Lonely woman, lonely woman, as I sleep I weep in misery. Oh, stars that shine above me, please send someone to love me and take my loneliness.
That was Sylvia Sims singing for you, 1952 for Atlantic Records. Barbara Carroll on piano and on string bass, Joe Schulman, drums by Herb Wasserman. There's Something About an Old Love, written by Will Hudson and Lupin Fien, and Lonely Woman by Benny Carter and Ray Sennin. Sylvia Sims, 1952 for Atlantic Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I probably got more phone calls and emails about having this person for sure in the letter S. It's Ralph Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, great piano player. And I acknowledge that now. I don't know how many dozen requests. The first time I got in touch with him, I think, was in this band, George Wetling's jazz band, drummer George Wetling, 1951 for Columbia. Wild Bill Davison on cornet, Cuddy Cutshall on trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Sutton piano, Eddie Condon guitar, Bob Casey, one of the great slap bass players, and Wetling on drums. Here's Ralph Sutton with George Wetling's jazz band. Thank you. Ralph Sutton playing the piano in George Wetling's jazz band. 1951 for Columbia Records, Wild Bill Davison cornet. Cutty Cutshell on trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Sutton piano. Eddie Condon guitar, Bob Casey string bass, and Wetling on the drums. As Long As I Live, written by Harold Arlen, who brought you Over the Rainbow in 1934. A Good Man Is Hard to Find by Eddie Green, 1927. Indiana by James F. Hanley, 1917, and Memphis Blues by William Christopher Handy, 1912. Ralph Sutton right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Moe's Home Collection, hosting an art gallery opening reception for Wendy Burney and Kevin Forrester Coleman, May 21st at their Federal Way location and May 22nd at their Soto store from 5 to 7 p.m. Both artists' work will be on display for 1 month. Info at moeshome.com.
In 1949 in San Francisco, Down Home Records gave Ralph Sutton a chance to make some records, and he did for them. Single 10-inch 78 records. Here are three. Black Bottom Stomp by Jelly Roll Morton, Cataract Rag by Bob Hampton, and Shoeshine Boy by Saul Chaplin.
Thank you.
Sutton solo piano, 1949 in San Francisco for Down Home Records. I'm glad to have those. Black Bottom Stomp by Jelly Roll Morton. Cataract Rag by Bob Hampton. And Shoeshine Boy by Saul Chaplin. Down Home Records, Ralph Sutton, 1949. 30 years later, Sutton joined with Ruby Braff in a nice contract he had with Chazz Jazz, C-H-A-Z-Z, J-A-Z-Z Records. And we're going to hear a few of those. Ruby Braff plays the cornet, Ralph Sutton on the piano. We will hear Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin', Spencer Williams and Clarence Williams' Royal Garden Blues, Willard Robeson's beautiful Deep Summer Music, and Pete Wendling's I Believe in Miracles. Ralph Sutton at the piano, Ruby Braff playing the cornet. 1979 for Chaz Jazz. Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller. Royal Garden Blues by Spencer Williams and Clarence Williams. Deep Summer Music by Willard Robeson. And I Believe in Miracles by Pete Wendling. Ralph Sutton and Ruby Braff. Sutton did a couple of records with Kansas City pianist Jay McShann for Chaz Jazz, and I chose one from that, one cut, done in 1979. It's George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Sutton and McShann on pianos, Milt Hinton on bass, and Gus Johnson on the drums. And if you're thinking about dancing, move the furniture back, because this is the one.
Thank you.
Ralph Sutton and Jay McShann, both playing the piano there, two different pianos, 1979, with Milt Hinton on bass and Gus Johnson on the drums and Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Well, did you move the furniture back, destroy the room, cut the rug, all that sort of thing? This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle University's Leadership Executive MBA program, ranked among executive MBA programs nationwide in the current issue of U.S. News and World Report. Registration for the next info session Tuesday, May 26th by emailing emba@seattleu.edu.
And support for KPLU comes from
Group Health Cooperative. For those who are contract workers or have lost coverage due to unemployment, Group Health offers a variety of individual and family health plans, including dental options to fit various lifestyles. Details at ghc.org.
Now, to a different kind of piano player, Lonnie Smith, who in 1967, for Verve Records, was part of the Roland Kirk Quartet. Kirk playing tenor, flute, Manzello, and Stritch. Smith on the piano, Ron Boykins on bass, and Grady Tate on the drums.
Thank you.
Kirk Quartet, 1967 for Verve Records, with Lonnie Smith on the piano, Ron Boykins bass, Grady Tate drums, and Kirk on tenor, flute, Monzello, and Stritch. They did Alfie, written in 1966 by Burt Bacharach, and Blue Rawl, written by Kirk. Many of you said, please repeat some of Keeley Smith, please, and I'll be happy to do that.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubble in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of a thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like the summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes.
Across the meadows of my heart, high up in the sky the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. In the stardust of a song beside a garden wall, when stars are in my heart, it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of loves, the memory of loves, the memory of loves. Refrain.
Healy Smith for Capitol Records and Nelson Riddle's arrangements for her of You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie, and Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.